God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Do you actually want everything you think you want? Well, that's kind of a silly question. I mean, of course I want what I want. And yet, if you were to look back over the last 10 years and consider what you have and what you don't have, would you truly be happier if you had everything you thought you wanted 10 years ago? Now, in some cases, you may say yes, but doubtless, if you've learned anything from life at all, there are a number of things that you wanted 10 years ago that you never got, and you're glad you did not. Or there may be someone that got something for which you wished 10 years ago and you wish you did not. You know, when you come to Deuteronomy chapter 28, God is giving blessings and cursings, you might say. And what strikes one as this is read is just how often both the blessings and cursings are little more than the fulfillment of our own desires. So, for instance, in chapter 28, verse 36, the Bible says, "The Lord shall bring thee and the king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone." Well, let me ask you a question. Was this something they actually wanted? To serve a god that is not a god? To serve a god that has a mouth that cannot speak, and eyes that cannot see, and hands that cannot do? And yet that's exactly what eventually happened to these people, because they would not serve God. They ended up serving other gods, gods of wood and stone. Verse 47, "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies." So here these people, if they wouldn't serve God with joy and gladness and gratitude, they'd be serving someone all right. It's just that it wouldn't be God, Jehovah, it'd be their enemies. Now, that wasn't a good thing, it was a bad thing. You see, everyone serves somebody, but when I won't serve gratefully the God who gives us richly all things to enjoy, I'll end up serving the very enemy who wishes to destroy. In verse 64, "And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone." And once again, verse 68, "And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spake unto thee." You know, they'd come out of Egypt crossing the sea on dry ground, and they'd be going back in boats because there would be no supernatural provision going before them. This actually happened, of course, by Rome under Titus. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen is preaching, and he says, "Your fathers turned back to Egypt in their hearts." In other words, they voluntarily went back to Egypt, not physically initially, but just in their hearts. Now look, so many times we forget all that God has done for us and all that God has provided for us, and we become so ungrateful that the very blessings we want become a curse to us, and the very things that we dread would be the very things that would bless us. You know, serving God's not a drudgery, it's a blessing. And serving idols of wood or stone or silver and gold or money, they do not provide happiness, and that is so transparent over the eons of history. And so as you look at Deuteronomy 28, what you come to is this conclusion: God's heart for us is good, and if we don't trust His heart, we can't expect anything but bad. Why? Because blessings and cursings, both of them, are oftentimes little more than the fulfillment of our own desires. Trust God with what you want, and trust Him to do the right thing.